And we talked about wound healing, and I think there were a few more wound healing events in the CO8 study, although it was it didn't look very significant. I don't know. What was your take on that?
I don't think that's enough for us to make any conclusive statements, but we certainly do not see a jump on dehiscence in the wounds, neither in the skin or even worse. We didn't see any problems with the formation of fistulas or dehiscence in the anastomosis. So I think that so far the addition of bevacizumab to chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting seems to be pretty safe with the toxicity profile that can be easily managed by the physicians.
Now, one sort of practical issue, and actually I asked Norm Wallmark about the types of wound healing events that they did observe, and one thing he did mention, that there were a few relating to ports. And I hear docs in practice asking questions about that issue of port placement, and, you know, do they need to stop the Bev, and for how long, before or after? What do we know about Bev and ports?
We have some data that has actually been presented at ASCO showing that it's pretty safe to put the ports on patients who are receiving bevacizumab. In my own practice, I tend to stop just for a few days, at most a week. I haven't had much problems. Not that you wouldn't have an eventual problem with the port, but if this happens, it seems to be quite rare. To be honest with you, the only time I had a wound dehiscence from a port was from an oral TKI for a patient who was being treated for a renal cell carcinoma. I have never had a dehiscence for patients receiving bevacizumab for colorectal cancer. But again, that doesn't mean that it could not rarely happen. It's just that seems to be pretty safe, and if it is to happen, it will be a rare event.